This is Travel with Rick Steves, and we are appreciating Normandy with our three French guides, Antoine Bonfils, Patrick Vidal, and Virginie Moret. Our phone number is 877-333-7425. Kim's calling in from Tempe, Arizona. Kim, thanks for your call.
Thank you so much. I had kind of a comment. Most of the guidebooks are very dismissive of the city of Cherbourg and its surrounds, and I've had many pleasant hours there. The scenery is beautiful, La Hague and the Cap de Nez, and all along the coast, there are the old customs paths, the douanes, and you can take wonderful walks along there. And of course, there's the new museum right on the water. So I wondered if you're experts had some comments about that.
Yeah, I would be the typical American that just considers Cherbourg an industrial port that was bombed because it was a port, and because of that, it's been rebuilt.
Yes, and that's what I've read from you, and I actually like the town
its
environment.
I think Patrick is in your camp. Patrick Vidal.
Yeah, the town itself is rebuilt. It's a pretty recent town, but it's got a very nice feeling. It's a very, very port town with a lot of activity and very, very nice. And the countryside around is marvelous.
Kim, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Stacy in Albany, New York, sent us an email, and it reads like this. Normandy is a place that affects all the senses. The visual beauty of the expanse of green grass and the brilliant whiteness of the rows of crosses in the World War II cemeteries. And in the background, you hear the crashing of the waves along the coast and the screeching of the gulls as they fly over the bomb craters. There's the smell of earth and salt water and the freshness of the ocean breeze. And under all that is this incredible feeling of sadness and loss that will break your heart. Normandy is a place that you will never forget.